We have still got as much support as we had on day one. The resolve of our nurses is still the same. We are here to get action to win this campaign on behalf of our staff and our reduced staffing at Letterkenny Hospital and all the hospitals throughout Ireland.
Talks last night between the health minister and so on, they didn't bring pay to the table. Is that concerning?
Well, it is, and actually what the health minister said yesterday, that he invited the INMO, there was no invitation, went to the INMO late last night. They still hadn't received an invitation to go to the WRC, so it seems like the minister is still talking to himself and not to the INMO, as the INMO have requested since the 31st of December to talk to them.
It's going to take one of the sides to really soften here, but from where you're standing, you don't see yourself softening in this regard?
Well, it's not about softening, it's about having safe staffing in our hospitals. And if you realise that over 19,000 nurses have left this country between 2010 and 2019, that's 19,000 of our graduates that have graduated here that have gone to the likes of the UK, to Canada, to Australia, to Doha. And when hospitals in the UK are able to offer our nurses £9,000 to relocate to their hospitals to give them education programmes, that's why they are leaving here. And when our newly qualified nurses are paid €7,000 less than their equivalent allied health professionals, as physios and OTs, and they do the same type of honours degree coming out of university, that's why these nurses are not coming back to this country, and they will not come back to this country until that is addressed.